start by having you explain what your two companies do.
So Reconsider, we launched Reconsider in 2012, and that was our first effort, you know, that we started. We provide research, education, and advisory services to the who we term ecosystem stakeholders, which would be the incubators, the accelerators, the economic development agencies, municipal leaders, community leaders, people who are in a position to influence programming for either entrepreneurs or for community investors. And typically they're influencing programming for entrepreneurs. They're typically invested in building the Michigan economy. And our area of expertise is community capital, local investing, and social entrepreneurship. So our overall goal is to help nurture the social impact economy. And by bringing new information about what's happening around the country and in some cases around the world to these local stakeholders, we're able to accelerate the integration of these new techniques and mechanisms and ideas into their own programming. So that's how we serve that group. We do provide some advisory services to businesses, entrepreneurs also who are getting ready to seek investment capital. And the unique part about those services is that we include new information about things like MILE, which is the Michigan Invest Locally exemption, otherwise known as the investment crowdfunding law in Michigan. But we, you know, we really are looking forward to that genre of information and that expertise to be integrated into existing programming so that we're not, you know, the only ones out there talking about all the different ways that companies can raise capital, not just venture capital or angel funding or bank loans. There's a lot of other tools in the tool belt, so to speak. So that's what Reconsider does. Really, our role is to you know, instigate the conversation, influence programming, and advocate for innovation in our local capital markets. And then Revalue, we launched in 2013 as a result of our work in Reconsider. The community told us very clearly that they wanted, investors wanted the ability to invest locally. They wanted local investment funds. They wanted more options. And there were no investment advisory firms in Michigan that really specialized in that way and provided those unique services. So we launched Revalue as a registered investment advisory firm. We've got a separate team that works on that side of our work. I'm the only one that really kind of has a foot in both worlds. And we at Revalue, we serve those investors who are not just interested in local investing, but they're overall interested in aligning their values with their investment decisions with their values. So it's the innovation that's happening in the socially responsible investing world. And a lot of times those values have to do with supporting their local economy and diversifying into their local economy. So that's what we do at Revalue, is help them do that.
Excellent. So speaking of the investment crowdfunding law in Michigan, you've done some preliminary survey work aimed at informing people about what's needed for success in that vein. Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So Reconsider set out a pretty informal survey. It wasn't scientific. We sent it through our networks. It was really just a first step in trying to gauge the opportunity in Michigan, and it was targeted at investors, and it was to understand their sentiments toward investing locally and what the barriers were, what their concerns were, and maybe what type of tools they might need in order to feel more confident about investing in locally owned businesses. So we sent the survey out, Reconsider sent the survey out in partnership with Fort Magazine this spring. It was out for a little less than 90 days, and we've got about 150 people responded to the survey. They represented about $42 million in investable net worth, so that's assets that could be theoretically shifted over to the Michigan market. Of course, we would never advocate. I don't think any financial advisor would advocate that an investor shift everything, but a portion of that could reasonably be shifted. And what we gleaned was that they were overwhelmingly excited and encouraged about the Michigan economy. They want to invest locally. About three-quarters of the respondents, about 75%, said if they felt confident about the opportunity, then they would definitely shift capital. When we asked them how much capital they were interested in shifting in any one offering, they said between $10,000 and $50,000. So that starts to paint the picture of, you know, what the capacity is and what the opportunity is for more capital to be shifted. Some of the other things that were interesting that we learned was that investors who had already invested in locally owned businesses were more willing to shift capital, greater amounts of capital. So it showed that just having an opportunity to learn how to do due diligence or experience investing in a local business helped accelerate more activity in that way. We learned also that of the respondents who have financial advisor relationships, only 7% of them had ever had a conversation with their financial advisor about local investment opportunities, but they wanted to talk to their advisors. So it's showing that the financial services industry is largely not addressing this topic of conversation, and when it does come up, they're basically telling their clients that they can't help. And that has to do with some of the, you know, the regulatory and compliance environment that we're in the industry. So those are some barriers to entry. Another barrier is that they're not incredibly confident for the investors who have never invested locally. They're not confident about their ability to do due diligence. And so that really pointed to education in our minds in teaching people really how to evaluate a business. But because it's you know, it's part art, part science, and it's a technique or a practice that has really been lost in the last 40 or 50 years in our country, because we've, you know, the financial services industry has done a really good job of saying, you know, we can do that for you, hire us. But, you know, through just the way the industry grew, that ultimately ended up turning into money going into processed solutions like mutual funds and index funds, and ultimately leaving our communities. So those were some of the highlights, and that has that is now rolling into, those results are rolling into some new efforts in the education space that will be rolling out, launching this fall with us and with some partners across the state.